Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode number 21 of Right Minded Gains, Common Sense Approach to Health and Fitness. What's good, people? Hope all is well. Hope everyone is doing all right. It is Monday morning, early Monday morning. I think it's March 9th. Honestly, I don't even know. I don't know what the fuck day it is. It's all a blur, you know. Just pretty much another day, another dollar, another workout, eat, sleep, train, repeat. That's really what it comes down to. That's all it is. So I don't even know what the fuck day it is. Anyways, want to talk about something today. It's a subject that I think is actually not really discussed. And I think it's a very important subject in the fitness space, in the health and fitness space, to be honest. And honestly, in all spaces, this can apply, this type of, what the subject that we're going to talk about. And that is, how to tell the authentic from the scammers. Now, that might seem simple. That might seem like, well, obviously, if you know, you talk to someone and the way they sound, what they say to you, and this and that, you know, but it's not necessarily so simple, especially if you're, you know, new to it and you're out of shape, you've been out of shape for 20, 30 years, and you want to get into fitness and you want to get into health, you want to get yourself better. You don't really know where to turn. You've tried all the diets, you've done all the workouts, and you know, you give up, kind of thing, right? Well, I was driving along the other day, got a little story related to this. I was driving along the other day, headed home from work, and right near my house, like maybe a mile away from my house, I saw this sign, said, lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days, call this and this. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't even imagine how many people fell for that bullshit. It kind of fucking pissed me off when I saw that, because that's nonsense. Let me tell you something. If someone says to you, lose 40 pounds in 40 days, or promises you the world like that, run. Like, fucking run. That's not how it works, okay? That is not how it works. It honestly, when I saw that shit, that pissed me off. Part of me wanted to take the number and call them to see what they wanted to say, what bullshit they were trying to sell, what they were saying. I honestly still might do that if I still see the sign, but that's besides the point. It's ridiculous what people will do to make a buck, and it's ridiculous what people will fall for when they feel as if they're desperate and have nothing else to do. There's always another option. There's always a better approach, and you don't gotta be a fucking scumbag to promise people the world when you know you're not gonna deliver shit. Now, not to say that the people running this scam, and it is a fucking scam, don't know what they're doing. Shit, I have no idea. Maybe they're good trainers, maybe they are nutritionists, whatever. That's not the point. They might have a lot of knowledge, but it's the approach that is terrible. You can't say lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. That is not a realistic goal for anyone. That is not a healthy goal for anyone. You know, they put the words up to because they understand that if they say lose 40 pounds in 40 days, and if someone only loses 39, you know, they can potentially have a lawsuit or whatever the fuck. It could be a problem. So they say up to, which means they're gonna bullshit you along, they're gonna fuck with you, and you know, you might lose 40 pounds in those 40 days, but you also might lose 1 pound. Shit, you might not lose anything. Because I'm sure it's some kind of quick fix diet, some kind of quick fix cardio bullshit regimen, some kind of, you know, sweat your ass off kind of whatever the fuck. There's no real, you can't make real change in just over a month. I'm sorry. You can start, you can make your start in that month. You can start something and start making that progress and start building habits within a month. But to think that in your first month of doing something involving your health and your fitness and gaining muscle and losing weight and whatever, a month is nothing. I'm 6 years in and I'm a fucking newbie. I'm a goddamn newbie. All the knowledge that I have, all the help that I give to people, I don't know goddamn thing compared to a lot of other people. You know, this is something that you will learn forever. This is something that you will always try to progress at and always try to master even more. You will never, ever be 100 when it comes to your body and your health and your fitness. There's always more that you can do. There's always more you can learn. So when I see signs like this, I get so fucking angry because, unfortunately, a lot of people, like, a lot, don't know what the fuck they're doing. They have, like, no clue. And we live in a day and age where people are, I don't know if it's laziness or stupidity, but they don't work to figure things out. They just want a simple answer. They just want the yes or no. They just want to be told, what should I eat? What should I do? Rather than using your fucking fingertips to go on to, you know, that thing, the internet, that has all the answers. You can learn how to get into shape without going to a trainer. You can learn how to eat without going to a nutritionist. If you want to. If you want to put in that work. If you want to take that time out. But if you just want that quick answer, if you just want to lose 40 pounds in 40 days, then you're fucked. You're fundamentally fucked. You have that way of thinking is not the right way to think. Period. It is not the right approach. You know. And we live in a country, unfortunately. There's a lot of amazing things about this country, so I'm not going to talk bad about it, because I love a lot about it. But we do live in a country full of morons, and full of people that are just kind of lost. And, you know, I think it's 40% at this point is obese, 70% overweight. It's some absurd number. And the huge majority of those people are not even trying. And the ones that are, a lot of them, are really just looking for those quick fixes. They don't want to put in the work, unfortunately. So, you know, they look for this quick fix. They do the workout at home. They see it doesn't work because they can't stick to it. They look for that quick fix. So they go on to this bullshit diet that they saw on TV. They see that doesn't work. They can't stick to it. You know, they're driving along. They see this sign. Oh, shit. In 40 days from now, I might lose 40 pounds? Wow. Let me call this motherfucker. Let me give him all of my money. And, yeah, I'll probably fail at that, too. You know, it's... We gotta, you know... I'm like, laughing because I remember saying this last week, and I'm gonna continue to say it. We need to stick to the basics, people. We need to stick to the fundamentals. We need to learn from the bottom. And work our way up. We can't just start at the top. Okay, that's it. I lost 40 pounds. I'm good. Now I'm healthy, right? No. No. You can lose 100 pounds and still be an unhealthy piece of shit. Still be decrepit on the inside and decaying. You have to learn how to start from the bottom. You have to learn the fundamentals. You need to learn how to eat for you. You need to learn how to train for you. And everyone will adapt to a certain way of doing things if that's the way they want to go. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily right for them. You know, a lot of people jump onto these fad diets. And I call it a fad diet, even though a lot of people won't consider it a fad diet. But, you know, something like a vegan or a carnivore diet, that's a fucking fad diet. You're restricting yourself to so few things, and yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of foods involved when you're eating vegan or carnivore, but you're so restrictive that if you eat one thing that might be animal-based, then you're no longer a vegan. So you're not on a vegan diet. If you eat a little bit more carbohydrates, then you're no longer on the keto diet. If you eat some, you know, you're no longer on that diet. So fuck these labels. Fuck all these bullshit-ass diets, these fad diets, these bullshit-ass workout routines that you see online. Start from the basics. Let's stop giving money to scammers that promise you the world. Start learning how to do things from the fundamental bottom. Learn how to eat. Learn how to sleep. Learn how to drink enough water. Force yourself to drink more water. Honestly, if I'm going to say anything, force yourself to drink more water. Because most people are, like, ridiculously dehydrated. And when you're dehydrated, your body is just giving you all kinds of triggers saying you need to, you know, eat or drink. It's really that you need to drink, but you think you need to eat. And that's where a lot of snacking comes in. People think they're hungry, but it's actually them being thirsty. Speaking of, I need to take a drink of water, so hold on one sec. As I've said in the past, this is unedited, raw shit. I'm just gonna go with the flow. If you don't like hearing me drink water, then sorry. Anyways, yeah, this kind of shit just kind of it just pissed me off, you know. I'm almost at a loss for words because people will fall for this type of shit without even trying first. They'll just see this and they'll say, all right, I guess that's what I got to do. Let's try it out. Can we start learning how to do things the right way, please? Can we start teaching ourselves again? I didn't have a trainer when I first started. I didn't have a nutritionist. I fucking learned how to eat. I learned how to work out. I watched people. I asked questions. I watched videos. I read articles. I listened to podcasts. You know, I took the time out to learn. I didn't just pick up the phone and assume some magic person is going to have the magic pill for me, you know? I didn't know how to work out back then. And I struggled with it for years. It's not like I just one day said, all right, that's it. I'm going to become perfect. No, I struggled for years and years. I would do all these other diets. I worked out at home. I went to the gym. I did this. I did that. And nothing ever stuck because I don't know why. Honestly, nothing ever stuck because I think it was really because I didn't start with the fundamentals. I always went in with the approach of I have to lose a ton of weight. I never thought about muscle. I never thought about lifting weights. I always just ran to the cardio or ran to the fucking salad instead of like a meal that I would like, you know. And nothing ever stuck. I didn't start with the fundamentals. I didn't start with the basics. I didn't learn how to eat and work out. I just jumped right into it, which is where a lot of people fail. And that's where these kind of scammers get you. They know thousands of people are passing that street every day. They know thousands of those people are fucking fat and don't know what to do. So they know they're gonna get some phone calls. They know they're gonna make some good fucking money and not really help anyone. Because you're never gonna truly build real habits and make real progress in 40 days. It's not possible. Within 40 days, you can maybe start making those habits, you know? So you're 40 days into the gym. Hoop-de-fucking-do. Let's see you in 1 year from now. Let's see you in 1 year from now, and then I'll know you've officially committed to it. Let me see you in 2 years from now, where you realized a year and a half in that you were doing things that didn't necessarily work, and you started to switch it up, and now you're making even more progress. Then I'll know you're truly committed to it. You tell me you want to, you know, lose 40 pounds in 40 days, I'm going to laugh at you. Not literally, but in my mind I will, and I'll just pretty much tell you, I'm sorry, that's not realistic, because it isn't. It's not realistic at all, and if it is something that you do, I'm not saying it's impossible to do, don't get me wrong. It is very possible to do. It's just not realistic and it's very unhealthy. It's not healthy to lose that kind of weight, especially in such a short amount of time. Now, the thing is also, a lot of people don't realize, if you're losing that kind of weight in such a short time, a lot of that is not fat. Not even close. I would say more than half of it is water weight, if not almost all of it, you know. When you first start to lose weight, a lot of it is water weight. You're flushing out all the toxins, all the buildup, all the shit that's been sitting in you for years and years. It's not just fat. And people need to learn that. People need to learn to start from the basics, to start with the fundamentals. Learn how to eat. Eat real foods. No shakes, no gimmicks, no special whatever prepackaged meal. No. Real fucking foods. Whole foods. Fruits, vegetables. Good quality meats. You feel me? If it didn't come from the ground or from an animal, get it out of your fucking house. It shouldn't be there. If it came through, you know, 6 fucking machines of processing, and then it's in a package, and then it has a box, and then there is an ingredient list with like 50,000 ingredients, 45,000 of which you can't even pronounce, you probably shouldn't fucking eat it. These are simple things. Alright? Training is simple too. Training is simple. If we start from the fundamentals, from the basics. Start walking. Just start walking. If you don't like walking, get on a goddamn bike. Just start moving. Start moving around. Start, get onto a mat and do some yoga. Just start moving around. Start eating whole natural foods. Eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. Eat good quality meats. And don't fall for the bullshit. Take it slow. The slower you go with this, you know, with respect to not, like, going backwards, you know, you don't want to go so slow that you just don't make any progress, but if your goal is to do it quick, it's not good, all right? That's the bottom line. Go slowly, take your time, let it take a year, let it take 3 years, let it take 5 years, who fucking cares? If you're slowly making progress, if you're getting healthy, it doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Let's stay away from the scams. Let's stay away from the bullshit. Call out the bullshit when you see it. You know? I'm like so fucking serious. If I see that sign on my way home today, I might call it. Because I'm honestly really curious what they have to say. Shit, maybe this whole podcast is wrong. Maybe they're actually promising better things than I think. I doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it. But if that sign's still there, I might give them a call, and I'll let you guys know if I do that. Shit, maybe that'll be next week's podcast. That would be interesting. If I see that phone number there, I'll just turn this microphone on and give them a call and see what they have to say, and you guys can see what they have to say, too. I'll have to think about it. Anyways, I'm a little pissed off, as usual, just from that rant. I need to cool down. I need to chill out a little bit before I head into work. So I'm out. Have a good day, guys. Peace.